7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. Wait for the intro, Tobe. Wait for the intro. Okay, we're clear. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and we're going over here first. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am out and about today. Because it's another good day for being outside. It's 18 or 19 degrees. It is overcast. There's a slight breeze. And I am now sneaking up on a marmot den. Any motties up here? Are there any motties around here? Looking for those motties? And, no, I don't just see any motties hanging out. These, wild cannabis plants are getting a little taller. And that should be a hint as to where I am. Yes, I've come down to the creek again today. Because, one, I need to go outside. There's a bird sound. I need to go outside when I have the opportunity to do so. It is a nice day. We have to go outside. Rain is coming. It's going to be a stormy rest of the week, I think. That might start later, so we have to take our chances to go outdoors when they arise. I was also thinking that yesterday was such a good day for golf that maybe there's going to be some rare and wonderful golf balls for us to find today. So we're about to find out, because I am now walking under the canopy and I'm looking up because there have been owls sitting right here before, and maybe we'll see some owls today, or maybe just one owl, that one owl that we've been seeing. Wait, I heard a sound. Was that me or was that something else? Okay, don't know. Looking down into the ravine, looking for marmots. I can see where marmots have been hanging out on that log. But I don't see anything. Okay, so we're going to stand here on the ledge. We're going to stand here before we go down into the creek valley. And look around for owls, because this is high up. The creek valley is deep enough that standing here at ground level, so to speak, is just about the right height for spotting owls in the trees that are growing in the valley. But I'm not seeing anything. So let's head down there. Ugh. I want to find some exotic golf balls today. Ugh. Jeez, I thought it was going to be hotter today. I'm glad it's nice and kind of cool. The storms are coming. That's what this means. Oh, yeah. I've had kind of a weird morning. Sort of a rough morning. Weird sleeping. Not sleeping very good, but I kind of feel okay. I'm a little sore. I'm not sore now. When I woke up, I was a little bit sore. Oh, and geez, not even to the golf ball area yet. And look at what's at my feet right here. Ding, ding, ding. It's a red golf ball, a red Srixon. Wow. Didn't know Srixon made I knew they made weird stuff, but this is just like regular red. Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Got the regular red golf ball. It's very nice. I like it. It's a matte finish. It is bright red. I can't believe somebody mishit it so bad that it landed over here. Well, yeah, I can believe that. What am I saying? All right, so like I said, it was such a great golf ball, a golf playing day yesterday that I'm sure some golf balls had to be mishit, and that's great. We found a red. We found a red already. And without any effort. I mean, we didn't have to go into the creek. We didn't have to get sticks. We just had to bend over and pick it up. All right, so now that I'm actually sort of by the golf ball area, what do we got going on down here? I don't see any golf balls at all. That one golf ball that was over in the mud is gone. There's some footprints through the water and through the mud. Somebody with some rather small feet was down here in boots or something, or shoes they didn't care about, and is walking around picking up golf balls. Well, good for them. They can have all the white golf balls they want. Let's move upstream a little bit. Do I want to go upstream? Do I want to go downstream? Do I want to go upstream? Do I want to go downstream? Let's just go stand over there and look downstream for a minute. Just to see if there's anything going on down there. Like, I don't know, some kind of marmot business. Or something. I had a weird little adventure yesterday. All right, as I stand here, I don't see much of anything. Okay. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm ready for my sandwich. I got my, you know, Texas honey mesquite turkey and baby Swiss cheese on a croissant sandwich to eat today. I'm really looking forward to it. With sour cream and onion potato chips. And maybe I'll have some mango juice. Anyway, I had a weird little thing happen to me yesterday. I'm going to start heading upstream while I recount this peculiar story. Shortly after 7 p.m., shortly after 1900 local time, it was about 1915, it was about 7:10, 7:15, somewhere around there. And I had been watching, this is kind of weird. I had been watching tie-dye videos. I was just watching this guy make tie-dye t-shirts. And I thought, you know, this would be fun on acid. You know, it'd be fun to take LSD and then watch tie-dye being made. I don't have any interest in wearing tie-dye clothes. I don't do that. I wouldn't mind making some tie-dye t-shirts. That looked like that was a process that I would enjoy because I am a weirdo. But, yeah, I was just watching the videos. And the videos were great because they are time-compressed. So this, you know, two-hour process, you know, is sped up to only last for 10 minutes. Makes a great video. And I was watching some of that, and then I said, oh, it's time to make some more tea, because I was out of tea while watching the t-shirt guy. While I was watching the t-shirt guy, and while I was thinking about getting more tea, I heard, I don't know what I heard. I heard something outside. And I just thought it was some kids playing because I heard, you know, like a dog barking. But there's always occasionally a dog barking. I got dogs next door. I got dogs behind me. I got dogs, you know, everywhere in the neighborhood. You're going to hear a dog bark every once in a while. But I heard a dog bark that was kind of like close. It seemed like there was like a dog running by my house barking. And I could hear like the jingle of dog tags or something, right? And I could hear voices of little kids or something. So I thought, okay, whatever. The kids are out having fun today. That's a good idea. Get them outside. Get them some exercise. And that's when, yeah, and because a dog ran by my house barking, then the dog next door barked. And that was about it. Just woof, 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 woof. Okay, right? Nothing to it. It's not like an argument was going on. So I got up and I grabbed my teapot and I was heading up into the kitchen. I was going up the stairs when I heard a funny thump flump. I heard a very funny thump flump noise. The sound that I recognized as being, oh, there's an animal on my back deck. This is the noise that raccoons make. This is the noise that possums make. I hear these sounds and I know, hey, there are dudes on my back deck. And I thought, that's weird. It's still daylight. You know, it's only 7:15 p.m. Why are there raccoons on my deck already? I better go check it out. And as I'm sort of walking into the kitchen, then I hear something going blam, blam, crash, blash, which is the sound of, well, somebody trying to open the screen door on the deck that goes into my house. I'm like, what the hell is that sound? Who's trying to get into my house? So I'm getting ready to defend my domicile, Nebraska being a Castle Doctrine state. I was ready to kick some ass. And when I got up to the kitchen / dining room, I was in the kitchen and I saw something white running around on my deck, and it was way too fast to be a possum. What the hell is that? So I went over there, I went to the back door, and I looked out, and it was a dog. Some kind of poodle mix. Maybe it was a labradoodle, I don't know. Ooh, there's some Mati footprints down there, and some raccoon footprints in the mud. I heard something interesting. It was just a bird. I thought a dude was going to pop out of the grass right over there. So I'm standing there in my kitchen going, what the hell? So I put the teapot down. I go over to the door and I look out, and yeah, there's a dog. The dog sees me. The dog then jumps up on the door. And I'm telling the dog, this is not your house. No, I'm not letting you in. You do not live here. And then the dog just starts running around in circles on my deck. I thought, that's weird. Right? Squirrel party. I'm watching some squirrels chase each other up and down this big old tree. I love squirrels. They're so crazy. These nettles are getting big. I'm going to have to start avoiding nettles. So I'm standing there trying to figure out what to do. I'm thinking, I got to start making some tea. Why is there a dog back there? Oh, the dog will eventually leave. No, the dog is not eventually leaving. And now I can hear the voices again. It sounds like a little girl calling for something. Then I realize, oh, this is the owner. The owner is now within earshot. Can't figure out where the damn dog is. And I just walked through a web. Damn it. And I got spider webs all over my hands. That's okay. Got to keep moving forward. Got to look for my duck. Got to find my duck buddy. Because I'm not seeing any owls. Or marmots. Or star-nosed moles or any of the other dudes that live down here. So we're coming up to the cliff here. That looks around the deep water bend where we might be able to find our duck buddy, because he likes to hang out up here. He has probably heard me by now, so he's probably moving. Can we see him anywhere? Where's our duck? Where's our ducky? Maybe he's at the base of the cliff here. Let me look over. Where's my ducky? Huh, Mr. Mallard the ducky is not here today. Huh, weird. Okay, so anyway. I hear a human voice that sounds like it might be calling a dog. You know, it's kind of hard to decipher, but I can't tell what she's saying, but this is somebody. So, like, yeah, okay. So I go downstairs, I put my shoes on, open the garage door, and I'm sort of standing out in my driveway looking towards where I thought I heard the voice come from, and then, yeah, this lady walks out from between me and Shannon's house. And there's fences back there. There's no entrance to my yard. I think she can probably see her dog. And I'm laughing at this point in time. I'm just waving at her and I'm just, you know, gesturing to her. Yeah, come this way. We got to go around. And so, yeah, this lady lives up the street and her dog somehow got loose. And she's like, how did he get in your backyard? I'm like, well, there's sort of a gap between the gate post and the actual gate itself, because the gate was closed, but the dog managed to wiggle through there. She says, oh, but this is a rescue dog. It's young. It's not very smart. It can't go downstairs. What? Yeah, she's too scared to go down the stairs. I'm like, oh my God. This is hilarious, right? Because dogs. And so we go into the backyard. Yeah, there's the dog, who's now suddenly really happy to see owner. I see fungus. Yeah, little fingers. Yay. Hooray. We got some Caprinus over there, too. Nothing we haven't already seen. Nothing that we didn't see yesterday. And so, because the dog can't go down the stairs, neighbor lady then has to go up onto my deck, go up the short flight of stairs, pick up the dog, and carry the dog down. Now, the dog was small enough that the dog could have just walked between two of the posts of the railing around the deck and just stepped onto the ground and then just walked down the hill. But again, I reiterate, dogs, not the brightest animals, especially not when they are emotionally stimulated. Now the dog's so happy that mommy showed up, the dog can't think. He's just jumping up and down, happy. So the lady grabs her dog and we go back out, and it was so dumb. I was like, what the hell's happening? And she went home. I went back inside. End of story. Yeah, big excitement, I know. It was just weird. Because, you know, first I'm like, oh, there's a dog in my backyard. That's, what do I do? It's like, well, the dog got itself here. The dog can get its ass out of here. You know, it's not my responsibility, is it? Are the dogs of the world my responsibility? Unlikely. And I thought that was an owl above me, but no, it was just a squirrel jumping. So, I don't know, I was just sort of sitting there laughing to myself. I'm not laughing so much as just sort of giggle chortling. I was chortling and giggling at the same time. It was just odd and funny. It the lady's kind of in a panic because she's lost her dog. This dog's kind of in a panic because it took off and is now in my backyard and thinks it's at its home or something. And my cat was wigging out the whole time because Once the dog saw me and started jumping up on the back door, thinking that it was at its own house, it started barking. And so now there's a dog barking right outside the door. And that woke the cat up from wherever she was. The cat came down and was just standing there and looking at me going, huh? I guess it's cool. It's just a stupid dog. And I've decided to get down here into the creek. Lots of kid footprints down here. Oh, and here's another golf ball. It looks like, yes, it is a white golf ball that has been hit by a lawnmower. Awesome. I almost want to pick it up. Oh, it is a Callaway number one. I'm just going to leave it there. There's a yellow golf ball. 1, 2, 3, 4 meters away. I can't get it because it's in the water and in an odd spot. Although I'm in the creek, the water moves. It takes a swing over there, and I don't need any more yellow golf balls. I do not. Yeah, there's marmot tracks right here. And see, here's some littler tracks of something that I can't tell what it is. So a dog came to visit yesterday. I'm still just kind of like, what the hell was that about? It was all around odd. All around sort of a strange thing to do. And now I actually have to walk through the creek. And when I say the creek, I mean the water. But it's so shallow there, it's only 1 centimeter deep, and so my rubber soles of my shoes save me for 2 steps. And now I'm just walking around. Now I've come to the picnic table dam. Do I want to go over it? I don't know, that dirt looks mighty soft on that side. I don't want to walk through any mud or anything. But I do just want to check under the picnic table here to check for golf balls. Because, of course, the first green golf ball we ever found was hiding right here. And where was it hiding? That's right. It was hiding under a duck. Our favorite green-headed Mr. Mallard, who's usually down here but doesn't appear to be down here today, he was right by the edge of the picnic table dam here, and I was walking around. He didn't move. I was within 3 meters of him before he decided to get out of my way. And once he got out of the way, I saw that there was in the water below him, where he was just swimming, was a green golf ball. The first one we ever found. That was a great day. That was a great day. Today is a pretty good day. Red golf ball. And whereas I certainly don't need any more red golf balls, I really like them. I don't want to say red is my favorite color or anything, but you know, you paint something bright enough red, people like it. People are attracted to it. And red strikes me as being such an odd color for a golf ball, but really such a good color at the same time. You're never going to lose a bright red golf ball. Although, clearly people do, because I'm holding onto someone else's property right now. Golf balls. What was I talking about? Green golf balls, ducks. Yeah. In the last couple days, I've been thinking about sorting through my golf ball collection. I have another little cardboard box, and I'm thinking I'm going to take out all of the best, all of the absolutely cannot part with golf balls. And that's probably going to be about 16 golf balls out of the, 80 colored golf balls that I have. I'll probably take out a collection of all the colors and their glossy and matte variants, and then I'm going to get rid of the rest, the vast majority of them. And these are mostly red golf balls, pink golf balls, yellow golf balls. Golf balls that I think I'll be able to sell on the used market. I'm back just sort of staring down into the golf ball zone. Huh. There's just, you know, maybe a lot of golf balls did get knocked into the creek yesterday, and these kids came and got them. You know, that's the funny thing is, shortly before that dog showed up in my backyard, I was actually thinking about coming down here. Before the sun went down, before sunset started, I thought, you know, probably a lot of golfers today, probably lost a lot of golf balls. Maybe I should go down to the creek. And then I got distracted with the dog. Then I didn't remember about the golf balls again until about 8 o'clock, and it was starting to get a little bit dark. And I thought, oh, I should go down there. Nah. The golf balls will be there tomorrow. No, they're not. Well, at least one was, because whoever was looking for golf balls was looking in the creek and not looking up here on the bank where we found this red Srixon. Now, this is great because now I have a red Srixon that's, you know, matte finish. I'm wondering, do I have a yellow one too? I think I have a yellow Srixon, but I can't remember if it's glossy or matte finish. But now that I have matte finish and maybe matte red and matte yellow finish, remember, I've also got the Srixons that are half and half, yellow and red. So now it seems to me like we have the makings of a magic trick. Look at this red golf ball. Now look at this yellow golf ball. Boom, now it's a red and yellow golf ball. Yeah, how's that magic trick at work? I don't know. It's going to be kind of like sponge balls, except obviously it's going to have to work on a different mechanism, because golf balls do not behave like sponge balls. They are not spongy. Sponges, especially sponge balls, are easy to compress. Golf balls, slightly more difficult to compress. Sponge balls. I have climbed out of the creek. I've climbed out of the creek. I just want to walk up here, get out of the creek, come up to the head of this little ravine over here to see if there's any action going on. I do love sponge balls. Man, you give me a set of sponge balls and some kids standing around. I'll do 10 minutes. I'll mess with their heads. I got no problem. Got no problem doing sponge ball routines. I do know a couple. And once you have the basic moves down, you can just make stuff up as you go along. Anyway, I'm down here at the... Oh, there's a yellow bird. I'm looking at the head of the ravine here. What I want to do is go down there and see if there's any marmots down there. I know there's a marmot den down there somewhere. I just wonder if we can see it from the sidewalk. Alright. Anything happening in here? It doesn't look like there's much action here up at the head of the ravine. I'm looking for signs of marmots, marmot evidence. But not really seeing much of anything. So I'm going to turn around and I'm going to cross the street. No, I'm not. Because that's where my car is. I'm heading back to my car only because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But now it's over.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
came and we were